Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisade. Union Minister of Home Affairs and Corporation Amit Shah will inaugurate the CSR conclave titled Role of Corporate Social Responsibility in Nutrition Security and Malnutrition Mitigation at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The objective of the conclave is to deliberate upon collaborative, innovative and sustainable strategies to combat malnutrition among children. The event has been organized by National Dairy Development Board. Indian Railways utilized over 80% of capital expenditure in first three quarters of current financial year. The Ministry of Railways informed that Indian Railways has spent 2,03,138 crore rupees out of the total gross budgetary support of 2,52,200 crore rupees by the end of December 2025. The ministry said that the expenditure has primarily focused on safety measures, capacity enhancement, infrastructure modernization, and passenger amenities. The External Affairs Ministry yesterday issued a travel advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Iran until further notice in view of the recent developments as the country has been rocked by a wave of protests over inflation and currency devaluation. Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin currently in Iran have been advised to exercise due caution and avoid areas of protests or demonstrations. The ministry has asked them to closely monitor news as well as the website and social media handles of the Embassy of India in Tehran. Indian nationals living in Iran on resident visas have been advised to register with the Indian Embassy if they have not already done so. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday said that Viksit Bharat Jiramji Act is a significant step towards building self-reliant villages. Addressing workers and labourers in Tamil Nadu's Erode, the minister said under the earlier system, MJNREGA provided a guarantee of 100 days of employment, but in many places, neither work was available on time nor wages paid promptly. Terming this as a serious concern, he said, the government introduced reforms through the Viksit Bharat Jiramji Act to address the shortcomings and eliminate corruption. The minister said that under the new act, the employment guarantee has been increased from 100 days to 125 days. Several people in Maharashtra have welcomed Viksit Bharat Jiramji scheme, saying that it will bring major relief to common citizens.
My name is Sangram Pawar and I live in Nagalgaon, Taluka Udgir, District Latur. The recently passed Viksit Bharat Jiramji legislation will bring great relief to us, ordinary citizen. Through this law, basic facilities at the village level, such as employment, roads, water and other essential services will be strengthened. This legislation is a strong step toward a self-reliant India.
Varun Ahluwalia, IAAS, is taken of a charge as the Accountant General, Accounts and Entitlement, Nagaland. According to a notification issued by the Office of the Accountant General, ANE, Nagaland, Mr. Ahluwalia assumed office on 1st of January 2026. The Nagaland football team has qualified for the final round of the 79th Senior Men's National Football Championship, Santosh Trophy 2025-26. This marks Team Nagaland's maiden entry into the Santosh Trophy final round. In the final round, Nagaland has been placed in Group A with host Assam, defending champions, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Uttarakhand and Rajasthan. Group B comprises Meghalaya, Kerala, Services, Punjab, Odisha and Railways. The final round will be hosted by Assam from January 21st, with 12 teams divided into two groups. In the final round, Nagaland will face West Bengal at Dakua Khana Football Stadium on January 21st at 1:30 p.m., Assam on January 23rd, Tamil Nadu on January 25th, Uttarakhand on January 28th and Rajasthan on January 30th. The Physical Medical Standards Test and Physical Efficiency Test for Kohima District under the Nagaland Police Recruitment will be held from January 7 to 10. The Senior Superintendent of Police and District Level Screening Committee, Kohima, informed that provisionally accepted candidates must report at the 4th NAP Battalion Headquarters, Tizama, at 7 a.m. sharp on their designated dates, which are assigned based on roll numbers. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.